Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the holiday season, and we are delivering delicious ice cream to you, our friends at the Harker Brothers. It's our first ever Baltimore Positive promotion. In the middle of a pandemic, there's nothing that's going to comfort you during this holiday season. No, maybe some Booze at King discount liquors, but they put the booze in the eggnog. I was there the other day. I watched. Order 8 pints. Usually $56. They deliver it to your door. They hand-pack this, handcrafted. I was a part of it on Tuesday before the Ravens game over at the Taharka factory. $15.70 off an 8-pack. Make sure you're taking advantage of that. I have been taking advantage of our Royal Farms chicken. I was even at Pizza John's on Tuesday night grabbing a pizza. This guy knows Pizza John's because he's East Side like me. And a longtime sponsor, a longtime Raven aficionado. And when you see the Purple Man Cave of Brian Lease at Roofing by Elite, you'll know that he was up late on Tuesday night watching the Ravens as well. This has been the weirdest year, man. Like, you're like a dude like me where, like, you go to a lot of games. You've been to a lot of stadiums. I see you on the road. You went to all the games last year. This year, not going to any of the games. The fact that I'm running around Pizza John's an hour before a game and sitting on my couch eating a cheesesteak watching the Ravens, that's just not normal for guys like you and me, right?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. This is a very odd year. It's unfortunate we can't go to the games. I've gone to a couple. I thought we were going to be going to the Cowboys game last night, but of course that changed, just like everything else. We're living hour by hour, not day by day at this point.
Well, Des Bryant found that out before the game, right?
That's for sure.
You know, you run hour by hour, guys. Well, I mean, you run a company, and, you know, I have everybody that supports this business. Everything you see around me, everything I've ever built has been from guys like you that own a business. Give me COVID from your life, because, I mean, the Ravens, it's come to their doorstep. Every industry's had it. Nothing more illuminating than Des Bryant getting pulled off the field after slobbering all over half the Cowboys. So I guess we'll find out in the aftermath what happens there. But I'm sure it's affected your business. It's affected everybody's life, not just our football.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely affected our business. I mean, we've even had a couple of employees that have come down with COVID and had to self-quarantine. Thank God it didn't, you know, run rampant through the company. But we've had to adjust, and we've had a lot of people had to work from home when possible. We've been shut down on job sites and things like that. So all we can do is just kind of roll with the punches. Fortunately, we've been able to work, you know, unlike – You know, a lot of people, like, for instance, in the restaurant industry, I mean, it's been terrible. They've been hit the hardest. Again, we've been fortunate. We've been able to work. I mean, it's nothing like it was in years past, obviously. But, you know, thank God we're able to, you know, kind of chug along and kind of make ends meet.
Well, we've had a tragedy in progress up at Greenmount Station, one of our great sponsors. I want to give a shout-out and some love for Chris and his staff. They need some help up there. They've had a bar manager, a person I've known for a long, long time. I don't want to be too public about it, but reach out to Greenmount Station. This is in our family here now, and obviously with what happened with the Ravens and moving the game around and Thanksgiving, not good for business, not good for NBC, not good for the Ravens. As a fan, are you happy with how they've handled the COVID thing? I've been a little disappointed, especially, but it's come to your business. You know, it's come to my business through your business in Greenmount Station and other businesses I've had where people have had this. I have a dear friend of mine who lost both of her parents this summer to COVID down in Montgomery County. And, you know, for the Ravens to have had this greatly affect them, right? Like, it affected everything about the game with their rival on Thanksgiving, a game they lost, a game that's going to affect whether they make the playoffs or not. I've been a little disappointed by how they haven't sort of jumped out in front of this. They've almost hid behind it a little bit.
Yeah, I feel a little bit differently. I'm a little more forgiving, I guess, in that, you know, there's no playbook for a once in 100 year pandemic. It's one of these things where, you know, you kind of learn on the fly on how to deal with it. And it's a virus, you know, it's something that you can't see. So it's something that we're just not used to dealing with. So I'm going to be a little more forgiving on it now. If it happens again, I think obviously we'll be better prepared. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, but they're doing what they can. You know, there's going to be mistakes along the way. Unfortunately it happened to the Ravens organization, unlike any other. I mean, at one point, yeah, I was left feeling like, why? Why did it have to be my team?
Well, Wednesday afternoon football, you know, I mean, we'll always have that, right, I guess. Where they are right now and as comprised, I'm trying to figure out whether they're good enough to win a Super Bowl, right? So for me on Monday night, this is a big test. This is a team they handled when they were a full unit. This is a different team than the team that was here in September when you consider Ronnie Stanley, Boyle, what they've been through defensively, Tavon Young. I mean, the losses that they've had. And now getting Brandon Williams back, Calais Campbell looked hobbled to me. I'm not sure if Mark Ingram's really right or not. Gus ran the ball well. They ran for 300 yards the other night. Lamar felt like he came back from COVID, and he talked about having really bad symptoms. You know, he struggled with it last week, but look good enough for me to say, all right, let's see how this new offensive line, how the full defensive unit that we currently have, how that's going to match up against a team that's playing pretty good football right now.
Yeah, this is going to be the biggest test of all. I think this is a make or break for the season. I think if we lose to Cleveland, we're done. And the defensive line didn't look all that great last night. I mean, there was just absolutely no pressure whatsoever on Dalton. I mean, he had all day to do what he wanted. He kind of looked like Tom Brady at times. I'm just like, man, I couldn't believe it.
Well, I said if he had that kind of protection in Cincinnati, he would have won a Super Bowl. Because, like, not that kind of protection, but that kind of time, I should say. Because in Cincinnati, especially at the end, he was run ragged. He was a guy that he looked great against us. And you talk about one of the issues with Lamar that I have. He doesn't throw the ball well. He's not an accurate passer as you would want an NFL passer to be if you were throwing the ball 40, 45 times a game in a traditional offense. That's not what Lamar is. That's not what they want him to be. But when Lamar has to throw the ball 18-plus down the field, sometimes it's not going to go well. And seeing Andy Dalton sit back there all day and put the ball into the tire, that's what Andy Dalton is. But if Andy Dalton doesn't have time, he's going to get destroyed. And if he doesn't have receivers, and he's got a nice complement of receivers, I'm starting to figure out what we are right now. Because we're not Ronnie Stanley and Marshall Yanda and blow you up and three backs and three tight ends and Hayden Hurst and Mark Andrews. We're not that team right now. I don't know what we are. And I think Monday night, they need to show their best self as to whatever they are right now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to come down to Lamar and how he performs. And it's going to come down to hopefully, you know, getting the ball to J.K. Dobbins. I think that's going to be the key. I'm not quite sure why Ingram starts a game like he did last night. That should be J.K. Dobbins all day long.
Well, in the case of Dobbins and COVID and Lamar and half the team coming back from this, we've had a little time to sit back because we haven't played on Sunday, right? We're not playing on Sunday this week. Now, I watched the Browns a little bit on Sunday, and I see a team that, look, first week, the coach didn't even know the players, right? I mean, you go back to August and what the camp was. They've won a lot of football games. I mean, they're 9-2 since then, and they went out and took care of business. Now, I mean, in the second half, it fell apart a little bit for them, but they came out, and I looked up, it's 31-7, and I'm like, oh, we got them next week. This is not your father's Cleveland Browns team, and I guess to our benefit, we talk about good things and bad things in COVID, and you know, we didn't get to gather and go. My wife is very upset. She didn't get to scream at Patrick Mahomes back in September, right? So we've had these things taken away from us. Monday night, it's, you know, operating out there with a 9-3 real Cleveland Browns franchise on a night in December, that place would have been a hellhole on Monday night. Going to be a little easier to operate for our offense than it would normally be. And I saw the stats this week. Road teams, it's like unprecedented. There is no road disadvantage in the league this year.
No, not at all. It's a part of why, you know, the Redskins.
The Washington football team.
Football team, whatever. Had success. I mean, they didn't have to deal with that raucous, you know, crowd in Pittsburgh whatsoever. So that kind of helped things along.
I've never rooted for the Redskins, but I did on Monday.
I did too. I was a big fan that night. So yeah, that worked out well. But yeah, the home field advantage is non-existent.
I just called them the Redskins, didn't I, Brian? I think I did. I got to stop. I mean, I'm trying. I really am. I mean, I've been calling them that for 52 years. The Washington football team. Brian Lee's here from Roofing by Elite. I want to pull your website up and have you tell everybody what you do. You know, we've gotten to know each other over the years, but I mean, you're like a real Baltimore guy. And I definitely want you to tell a story about your travels, because your travels are a little different than mine. Certainly last year, we were in the same place at the same time. I put my new media kit together, Brian. I was going through all the pictures from last year that we've done. I know you have them. This is your work here. Tell everybody about Roofing by Elite, because you work the whole area, Baltimore. You got to be nice to the Washington Football, because you serve some of their customers down there.
We absolutely do. We're working the entire DMV area. So we started, obviously, like the website shows, back in 1999, doing commercial and residential roofing. We do a little bit of service work, repair work.
This is the time of year for that, right? Like, a lot of people can't afford like a whole roof. They're afraid to have you out. It's like going to the doctor. Oh God, I have him out. I might need a whole roof. This is a time where you're like, all right, for X, we can get you through the winter, man. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You can't have a leak, because the leak's going to cost you Z plus, right? Literally. Absolutely. That you could come in right now and patch something for people, right?
Yeah, this is a good time of year just to kind of get an overall assessment of your roof. And if you have an issue, good time to go ahead and get it repaired to get you through the winter, because this is when you're going to suffer, you know, your most consequences if you're not really taken care of on that front. Gutter cleaning, that's a big deal. If you don't clean your gutters, you can have what's called ice damming once we get a snowstorm. And that ice and water.
I know a guy that needs his gutters cleaned, dude. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm here right now. So we're going to have to get on that.
Yeah, no problem. Just give us a call or fill out the form, and we'll contact you and get something going.
Well, the website's up here. It's roofingbyelite.com. Brian Lees. My internet's slow because I'm videoing. I'm going to pull it up here before the show's over. 301-937-4846. You can find me. You can find Brian. And for anyone with a home, right, like – I'm East Side, you're Rosedale, I'm Dundalk, flat roofs on the East Side, little roofs. You do the smallest jobs, right? Anybody's home, you'll come out and check them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Small jobs, medium jobs, big jobs, whatever you may have, repairs, replacement. You know, we can always give you a quote, not a problem.
Good job. Roofing by Elite and the one of the world's biggest Ravens fans. I've never Zoomed with you. Now, we did a business Zoom a couple weeks ago. You didn't have your camera on. So I have been down to your place. I visited. You have your own little cave going on here, and you have my favorite Raven, the kiss face Raven over your left shoulder there. That's my favorite. I spent long stretches this week talking about Kiss on the radio, strangely enough. But I love that. That should have been the logo on the side of the helmet for me.
Yeah, that's absolutely my favorite logo as well. So, great minds think alike.
Why Ed Reed? What was Reed your guy? Or do you have, like, Ray Lewis to the left and Suggs to the right and Joe Flacco, and I just don't see them all?
No, Reed was always my favorite Raven. He was number one in my book. Ray Lewis a close second, but Reed all the way.
See, I mean, I'm having Dave Zastel on later in the day. I'm having Kim Herring on later in the day because they got Cleveland roots. And I had Flynn on last week. If I start saying who my favorite Raven is, I wind up offending people. Like, Dennis Colatzos and I got into a conversation, Coons Ford, earlier this week, because we were talking about, in Tuesday night, the Cowboys come to town, and I'm still pretty close with Mike Nolan. Like, we're Facebook friends. His wife and I are Facebook friends. We text each other. I mean, I couldn't go out and get him a crab cake. I was going to bring him a Fadley's crab cake or whatever. And then I realized, like, John Fossil is coaching their special teams. And then I look up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I started thinking about the NFC East, and I'm like, we just beat Jack Del Rio, right? Or, you know, the Redskins. And then Philadelphia, no, that's Jim Schwartz. All of these Ravens coaches. And I said to Dennis, I have to name my favorite coach. And then I realized, like, Brian Billick's my partner. And, you know, Marvin, I can't throw Marvin at. So I'm thinking, like, favorite coaches. I'm going to get in trouble just talking about my favorite coaches. I haven't really thought about my favorite player. I mean, I guess it's Mike Flynn, but that would probably offend Kim Herring later in the day. I don't know. Do you have a second favorite?
Yeah, well, it would be Reed and then Ray Lewis. Like I say, he's a close.
Ray's everybody's favorite, man. You know, there's no Ravens without Ray, really, right? Ogden, too.
Right. And then after Ray, I have to go with Joe Flacco. I mean, so much so that I actually named my dog Flacco.
You call him Flack or Flacco or Flacco? Joe or?
No, just Flacco.
Just Flacco. All right. Hey, man. I mean, I once bought Joe Flacco Flacco wine. There's a wine, F-L-A-C-O, 1-1-C. It was like $4. It was at the counter at King Discount Liquors. It said Flacco on it. I'm like, I'm giving this to Joe. And he said, hey, man, I'll drink it. His best jersey. Brian Lease is here from Roofing by Elite and roofingbyelite.com. Tell everybody about your Ravens journey, because you did something, and I did the 30 ballparks in 30 days. For those of us that love sports, there's these crazy things we want to do, like, and going to all the stadiums. Like, I see the SoFi Stadium now and the Vegas Stadium and realize I still haven't been to all the stadiums. I went to all the baseball stadiums 5 years ago, and then Atlanta went and built a new stadium. I haven't been there yet. So it feels like every time one goes down, another one comes. Belichick got a victory the other day in his 50th NFL stadium. I saw that, and I thought, I've been to more than 50 NFL stadiums. I've won games in all of them. But you did something last year I think every Ravens fan dreams of doing.
Yeah, this was definitely a bucket list item. So I have season tickets to the Ravens, you know, games. I've had that for quite some time, since 98, in fact. And I'll typically go to one or two away games every year. But I came up with an idea last March, and I was, you know, sitting on the couch with my wife, and it hit me, and I just turned to her and I said, hey, I have an idea. I got a pretty big birthday coming up, turning 50. And there's only one thing that I want. And she's like, okay, what's that? I said, I want to go to all the games this year. And she said, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious.
So that was Seattle, right? L.A. I'm trying to think of the trips last year because they all run together for me. Yeah, I mean, Seattle. You picked a hell of a year to go to all the games. I mean, you really did, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially considering the fact that we went 14-2.
Hold on, Miami was first. I mean, last year was really a great year. Where else did we play last year? I'm forgetting someplace.
Kansas City, that was our only loss on the road. Then Los Angeles, that was a big one. I can't even think of the rest of them. But
Seattle, LA, Miami, Kansas City. There's Pittsburgh. One. There was an odd. Well, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland's every year. I'm thinking of the one. We're missing one. I know we're missing one here. We're missing the other AFC game. Was Buffalo. Buffalo was in December. Buffalo. I didn't go to that. Buffalo was a year ago today. I was in Korea.
Wow.
I watched the game. I remember I got together with you afterward because you had gone to the game and I didn't go.
That's right.
I didn't go to the Buffalo game last year because I was seeing you two in Seoul. So, yeah, man, I watched that game on – so Korea blacked out the NFL. Like, I couldn't go online. You cannot get the NFL in South Korea. You can only buy the season. You can't buy, like, the weekend or the game. So I couldn't get the game, and I found this out when the game started. And my son Facebooked. He literally took his camera and set it up on his television. My wife got my son on a FaceTime, and I watched the Bills game on my wife's FaceTime. So you talk about scuffling, and I'm watching games on TV here now. I can't wait to get back to 5:13. You know, the anniversary of the snow game was the other day. Did pictures show up on your timeline?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't see that.
Tuesday was the 7th anniversary of the Vikings game. You went to that game, right? Please tell me you didn't.
Absolutely, I went to that one.
Now, if that isn't your – that's our favorite memory. Now, I've been to Super Bowls, and we've won. I've written books. But that Minnesota game can never be replicated for what it was.
No, not at all. What was it, like 4 or 5 touchdowns within 2 minutes and 30 seconds? It was just nuts.
Well, my wife built a snowman in the front row of the section during the game. So she's got a picture of a giant snowman that she built in the fourth quarter, and then all hell broke loose in the game. I mean, it was so much fun, and then the game made it even more fun. But these are the moments we're missing, right? Like, literally, this is – we love this, and we want to get back to the games when it's safe again. But there's something about watching this year on TV that's been a completely different perspective for me. Because I've been to all the games that, like, even watching them do the Dez Bryant thing before the game the other night, like, that's something I wouldn't have had any association with because I would have been at the game.
Sure. I'll tell you what, I'm just happy that we even have games, period, that we can actually watch. I think that's the big takeaway for me. I couldn't even imagine going a season without football. You know, that's my favorite sport. That's what I love. I don't watch baseball, basketball, hockey, any of it, just football. So I think it's great just the fact that we have football, period.
Well, I hope we get some playoff games, hopefully, and certainly next year. You know, a Vegas trip, right? An L.A. trip out to the new thing. You know, maybe a Super Bowl trip out there one day before it's all over with. But we still have a few stadiums to see. I am bummed that they pulled San Diego out. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, 2 years ago, we played out in Carson Christmas time. I went out and spent 2-3 days in San Diego. My family lives there. But I wonder what the next time I'm going to wind up in San Diego. The good news is we're going to get Vegas on rotation when this is over with. So
yeah, that's going to be fun. That's next year. I was actually in Vegas back in March. And went and visited the stadium on the outside. They were putting the finishing touches on it. Man, it's beautiful just on the outside. So I can't wait to get on the inside and check it out.
I haven't been out there in 2 years. The last time I was out there was when the Caps won the Cup. And it was a shell then. You know, because it's right across from where the Caps won the Cup. I mean, it's just a highway there and you could see it. But now that I see the strip shots from above, the blimp shots, to see how grand it is and how large it is next to the airport and all the casinos, I'm looking forward to getting this friggin' mask off and getting back and doing normal things. Brian Lease is out. He's at Roofing by Elite. You can find him out there. What's the best way to reach you? Off the website or just give a call?
Yeah, either way is good. Just go to the website if you like, you know, and fill out the contact us form. It's quick, it's easy, and you'll get a response within, you know, 24 hours.
I got the site up right here. Here we go. There it is. Contact us. You're down in Beltsville, but working out of Baltimore, working all around the area. You can find them 301-937-4846, but Roofing by Elite is the way to do that. It's good to visit with you. You know, I'm glad I asked if you had other Raven stuff, Rand, because you would have freaked me out if next week you come on and Ray's behind you and the week after that Flacco's behind you. I have so much swag at the radio station, I don't even know what to do with it. I've been selling ice cream here and keeping up the ice cream cartons around. I mean, the best thing, I had Billick on the other day. I had to hold the poster up for him. Poster fell off the wall back here. I got to get stickier tape. I try to keep the coach. And then I have, this is the first hat that was on the head of John Ogden the day he was drafted.
Oh, wow. Very
so cool. I kind of keep this behind me. This is a very special moment. It's very near and dear to my heart. Been on my head many times. And then, of course, the Art Modell picture that I keep back here. When Art passed, that was a gift from the Modell family. And I leave it there for the creator. And I have a leg lamp 12 months a year. I don't just need for GLA and a Christmas story in order to have that. So appreciate you. I hope at some point we can get together and get a tailgate beer in Vegas. And I hope it's 114 degrees outside and Chucky's there and we're all sweating and enjoying some Ravens football. I know how much it means to all of us. And I'm really starting to feel the effect of having it taken away. You know, my wife is sort of grieving it a little bit when she sees those Viking pictures and saying, man, those were the good times. We need to get back to that, right?
And we will. We will very soon.
Where's your season ticket?
I'm sorry?
Where's your season ticket? Where do you sit? Braves games.
I'm in 106.
106. All right. Well, look up and wave to me in 513 next time we get together. It's good having you on, but we'll have you around. It's great having you be part of what we do here.
100%. Good seeing you.
Brian Lease, Roofing by Elite, joining us here. Luke's going to be out in Owings Mills if they let him in. After Dez Bryant, I don't know what's going to happen around here. But we have full coverage heading to Cleveland on Monday night. I am not going to Cleveland. I'm washing my hands. I'm wearing a mask. I'm following all the CDC guidelines as outlined by our government and trying to stay safe here and hoping that the Ravens do the same thing. We get a good football game on Monday night. Ravens with a little uptick at 7-5, headed off to Cleveland for Monday night football. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Order your ice cream. You'll be happy you did. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.